Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the chapter of asking and begging from people. In Islam, everything has a place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created love, and when love is put into the right place, then it creates about a beauty. It creates about a very good outcome. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, a person has love for his children, a person has love for his wife, has love for his spouse. So this is love that is placed and put into the correct place. So then it brings about the beauty that it is expected to have. But take the love and put it in the wrong place. One man loves another man, so now that becomes a problem. Or one person loves another person now who's in a haram situation. Itself is a good thing, but where it is placed and how it is utilized, that makes it good or bad. Similarly, anger in itself, we always think that anger is a bad thing. Anger in its place also is a good thing, and out of its place, anger is a bad thing. For example, a person expressing emotion, getting angry, unnecessarily with his friends, with his satis, with his brothers, with his neighbors. This is a very bad thing. This is something that is not encouraged at all. But when a person is out in the path of Allah in jihad, for example, and now there's a battle, and this person says, me, I'm a cool person, calm person, I don't get upset, I don't get angry. So he doesn't go into the battle with the rest of his satis. So this is not a good thing. So by him getting worked up on that stage, and him getting himself also in the battle, in the fierce and the thick of battle, at that point it is desired. So anger itself also, put in the correct place, it is desired. So this things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, one of the things is begging and asking. Begging and asking from people is something that is very, very much disliked in Islam. As we can see from all the hadith we're doing, it's something that is not liked. But take that same begging and that same asking and that same crying and put it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suddenly that thing becomes a very beautiful thing. Something that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all that is required is to take it and shift it and put it into its correct place where it is expected to be done. So the hadith we did yesterday in Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لا تزال المسألة بأحدكم حتى يلقى الله تعالى وليس في وجهه مزعة لحم متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that if a person continues asking, any one of you continues asking from people, he will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition, وَلَيْسَ فِي وَجْهِهِ مُزْعَةُ لَحْمٍ, that there won't be any flesh on his face. Person got a little bit of scars on his face, how much of makeup he wants to use or she wants to use. A person wants to try and conceal it, there's some mark on my face, there's something not looking right, there's some dirt on my face. So particular we are that the face must look right, must be presentable. Here on the day of Qiyamah, the person is not presenting himself in front of 10 people, in front of one boss, in front of one wife. He'll be presented in front of the whole ummah, and not only this ummah, the previous ummah also. So imagine what a situation that will be, and this person has got no flesh on his face. Where? So one is person, literally like how we say in English, he'll have no face to show. So that's what will be meant, the person won't have flesh on his face. He'll be humiliated to such an extent that he won't have a face to show on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because he would take his face and he would show his face to everybody, begging here, begging there. To ask from people, he was showing his face in the dunya, Allah would punish him in akhirat by removing the flesh on his face. And the second meaning is he would be humiliated, he would be disgraced. So this is what is meant by his flesh will be removed from his face on the day of Qiyamah. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وهو على المنبر وذكر الصدقة والتعفف عن المسألة. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was seated on the minbar and he was mentioning sadaqah and the virtues of charity and how good it is to give charity, and simultaneously he mentioned وتعفف عن المسألة, and he mentioned remaining or restraining from asking from people. So one of the things he mentioned when he was speaking about this, he said اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى, that the hand that is on top is better than that hand that is in the bottom. Generally in dunya, we want the best for everything. When we want our cars, our house, even our kurtas, we'd like the best. If we had that opportunity and we had the opportunity and the means, then we'll choose the best for ourselves. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us the best hand is that hand that is on the top. And then he explains to say, wal yadul ulya hiya al munfiqa, the hand that is on top is the hand that is giving. وَالسُّفْلَى هِيَ السَّائِلَى, and that hand that is in the bottom is that hand that is asking. Today's hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مَنْ سَأَلَ النَّاسَ تَكَثُّرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَسْأَلُ جَمْرًا فَلْيَسْتَقِلَّ أَوْ لِيَسْتَكْثِرُ. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person that asks people just to get more. In other words, he didn't have a genuine need. Sometimes people say that the best people, I had this Mullah Ibrahim Sahib Devla Damud Barakatuh, he says that once a sati was told that if you want to make change in Makkah Mukarramah, then the best place, the easiest place to make change, one real change, is go to some of the beggars. Because you'll find that they've got many riyals like that. So you give them your 50 riyals, your 100 riyals, and they'll give you 100 riyals once. So not everyone, but there are many people that are like that. It has become a profession to beg. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that person that is asking, not because he needs, but he wants to just make more and more and more from asking people. So then what he should do, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, فَإِنَّمَا يَسْأَلُ جَمْرًا. This person is actually asking for coal. فَلْيَسْتَقِلَّ وَلْيَسْتَكْثِرْ. Either he asks for more or he asks for less. The choice is his. But the fact that he is asking just to get more and he's asking people, he's not asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now he can ask for more coal or he can ask for less coal. Accordingly, that's how much he will suffer the consequences of asking. One more hadith for today, then we'll terminate. And Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innal mas'alata kaddun yakuddu biha ar-rajulu wajha. As Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that asking from people is injurious. Like how something is detrimental, injurious, harmful, this is also something that is harmful. But we can't see it, so sometimes we think that this is not harmful. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, يَكُدُّ بِهَا الرَّجُلُ وَجْهَ. A person is, what is injuring? He's not injuring his foot, he's not injuring his leg. Nabi alayhi salatu, according to this hadith, this person is injuring his face. إِلَّا أَيْ يَسْأَلَ الرَّجُلُ سُلْطَانًا أَوْ فِي أَمْرٍ لَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ. And how is injuring the face? That first hadith we did, that on the day of Qiyamah, this person will have no flesh on his face because he will turn to people. Oh, he'll be humiliated. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining there's an exception here. Except that person who goes and he asks the ruler, the leader, he's in need. So now he's taking his need and he's going and asking the ruler. Why specifically the ruler? Ulama explained. It's because one of the duties of the ruler is to see to his subordinates. That they need this, they need that, to look after them. So this is his job. So he's only going to him so that he may fulfill his job and he may see to his need. So therefore he's turning to the ruler. O fi amrin la budda minhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes another exception. That a person has got no other choice. He's so badly in need that he has no other choice except asking from somebody. So then in that case when he asks, then there'll be no problem. So where a person has got a genuine need and he happens to go and ask, then there is no problem. Or if he takes his case to the ruler or somebody in seniority who has been given authority to handle these matters, those people that are handling welfare, etc. So he goes to them to ask for his need, where he's got a genuine case, then there will be no problem. So from here we learn a very important principle in Islam, is that whenever we've got any kind of need, any kind of hajat, one is we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy. Insan's fitrat is such, insan's nature is such, that the more we ask a person, the more sad he becomes. Very few people are left, very few people are left that are genuine. There's an incident of an alim where his friend came to visit him. And when his friend came to visit him, so his friend had a genuine need, so he just mentioned to him that he would like to borrow some money from him because he was so badly in need and things were very bad. So he went to his petty, his place where he would keep his money, and he took out some money from there and he gave it to his friend. And then when his friend left, this pious person started crying. So then his wife, as woman generally would be, his wife told him that, you know, you shouldn't have given that money if it meant so much to you. Now you're sitting and crying. So then he replied to his wife, he said, I'm not crying because I had to give this money away. I'm crying because my friend had to come and ask me. I didn't go to see to what his condition was. That is why I'm crying. So these are the true people that go and they see who's in need, who needs funds, and then they take their funds and they go out and give people. So this is what Islam is all about, where a person goes out and he looks for the poor and he shares and he cares for others. Not that he goes and he takes his problems to others and he asks others. So where there is a genuine problem, obviously as the hadith mentions, then he may ask. But it is better for us to go and see who is in need and try and help these people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. There is a jamaat here today. Sati's got any extra time to try and spend it on jamaat and try and take them out. Allah pak give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.